Today I'm delighted to have in the studio with me Fiona Egan. How are you, Fiona?
I'm good, Mary. I'm delighted to be here and thank you very much for your kind invitation.
Not at all. It's lovely to speak to you. So can you tell us about your cookery school at Clochan Farm?
Well, our cookery school, both myself and my husband run it, Michael, and we have our cookery school beside our home.
Yeah.
And we have hands-on classes, both for adults and kids.
Great.
And which are, we started off a couple of years ago, and we just seem to be getting busier and busier. So we invite people book their classes with us, or we go out to different locations. So yesterday now, we would have been with our local school.
Oh, yes.
And on Monday as well. And so we visit various places as well to do cookery or hands-on or demonstration classes. So either at our own house or out and about.
Yes, because I believe I saw for your Facebook page there yesterday, you were out doing pancakes, I think, weren't you?
We were. We had a wonderful
day
yesterday.
How did that go down?
Oh, fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. And if there was ever a reason to see why they should bring in compulsory home economics, it's that will be the reason. On Monday, I'm originally from Keena. I'm a Keena born and bred. And I went to school in Keena. And they invited me back. So I went in there on Monday. And there was lots of the kids, their mammies and daddies I would have went to school with.
Yeah.
And absolutely loved it. And we got them up and we made pancakes and
lovely.
We flipped them. And we'd done the same yesterday in Ballymahon, St. Matthew's National School.
Yes.
And they were just bursting with enthusiasm. And absolutely, you know, people think food is...
Just for eating.
It's just so much therapy in it, and enjoyed the enjoyment and the fun of it. And it was just, we had a fantastic day yesterday.
That's great, because I think if you can get kids into cooking early, it just makes such a difference.
It does, of course. It does, of course, in their whole life and their whole structure of life and the way they look at food, the way they look at agriculture and the way they look at their whole shopping experience.
Oh, yeah.
You know, is very much changed when they actually cook themselves, you know.
Yeah. Because I like cooking myself, and I'm a nutritionist, so I'm, you know, interested in people getting cookery skills, because I think they should be able to cook. Everyone should be able to cook.
Yeah,
and unfortunately, there's some generations now, if the parents can't cook, who's going to teach the children, and especially if home economics classes are gone as well?
Yeah, well, I suppose, I personally think that we're going through a phase where one time, the mother was always at home,
yeah,
and the dinner was always ready, and the breakfast, and so on. And then, you know, kind of a lot of, you know, women went out to work,
yes,
which was great, and they had their own few pound, and which was fantastic. And now the load has to be shared, and it has to be shared, and to be fair. And so we've gone through that certain transition where, okay, well, we went out to work, but then there was nobody at home. So to get that to everyone to share their experience, and, you know, to get them kids back in and get the adults even back in as well, and to get them back in the kitchen to cook is just, we won't be able to go forward unless we mind our bodies.
Oh, true, very true. But even going back to the home economics class, I remember doing them at school myself, and it was great because sometimes, you know, I got taught how to cook at home anyway, I was lucky, but sometimes you'd be doing something different the home economics class and you couldn't wait to try it out at home then for your own family. But not everything was a success, but it definitely was worth a skill worth doing, even up to doing it up to junior cert. It's very important.
For sure. Well, I can absolutely, I remember learning how to make a cheesecake. You know, when I was young, my grandmother, Granny Egan, showed me how to make brown bread on the kitchen table, and I'll treasure that. And my mother then, with the flans and all that kind of thing, and sponge cakes and that. But I remember when I went into secondary school, and I remember learning how to make a cheesecake, and I thought I was Nigella Lawson.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it was fabulous memories, absolutely. And just lovely, lovely to learn it.
What is lovely to learn it? And their life skills, they stay with you.
They are, of course. Yeah. They are, of course. And they give you the confidence, you know, particularly with children. You know, one time there was apprenticeships and all that. Now we're very much academically based. And if a child doesn't finish out the academic, well, they're seen as a failure, which I think is very, very wrong.
Apprenticeships are
extremely important. And now more so than anything, the hands-on skills, you know, to get people in learning that way. Not everybody can learn by the book.
No.
And once they see it done, they can pick it up much quicker than a person that would be very, very academic.
Yes.
And they can just go in leaps and bounds. And when you give a child something or a student something to do that they can do by hand, they can, it just boosts their confidence.
Oh yeah, it's brilliant.
You know, in other ways, they say, well, okay, you're good at this, but I'm actually good at doing this, you know. And so that can be, it's extremely important.
That's what I was just going to say to you. It's like they might say their brother or sister is very academic and they say, well, what talents have I got? What am I good at? They can do something with their hands.
Absolutely.
So what type of cookery classes do you provide, Fiona?
Well, we provide everything really across the board. We have demonstration classes, but I have to say it's mostly hands-on classes.
Yeah.
And that's been really dictated by the students themselves because they find that it's more beneficial. They learn more when they do it with me rather than me doing it. And they say, oh, sure, I'll know that when I go home. But actually, when they do it with me, they learn more. So, for example, now we'd have... we have our bread making class. So we cover across the board, like we cover our traditional soda breads like brown bread and white soda bread. And then we'd have yeast breads and sweet breads as well, like our cinnamon buns and things like that. And donuts and lots of delicious things as well.
And you can actually make your own cakes and breads and things like far cheaper than you buy them.
You can, of course.
And they're nicer.
Absolutely. You can, that's for sure. Like, I mean, a bag of flour, you get an awful lot of bread out of a bag of flour.
You certainly can.
Yeah.
Because I started making scones myself and I can't believe how many I can make out of a big bag of flour.
Yeah, they're delicious. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And so quick to make them up. And if you have all your little bits of ingredients, if you make brown bread once a week, because I often, for ourselves now, I'd make brown bread once a week and I'd freeze it.
Yeah.
But have your flour and your wheat meal and your butter and your eggs into one area. So then when you go to do it, you can do it very quickly.
Yeah.
So we do the bread making classes hands on again. We do Dine at Mine, which is another very popular class, and that would be based on people that like to invite over visitors to their home, but they don't want to go the elegant entertaining. They don't want to go, you know, silver service or anything like that. They want to keep it casual, but yet they want to elevate their menu.
Something tasty and different.
Yeah, and just get inspiration and just something a little bit different, but just something after a night. You bring over a few friends, you sit around the table, you know, and you have some delicious food, a nice bottle of wine or whatever, and you enjoy each other's company.
Yes.
And that's what it's about. And they go home. And it's just to learn how to elevate their own.
Yeah.
They have the skills. It's just inspiration sometimes they need. And then we have also... We have another lovely one. It's the Simply Practical. And that one is, I mean, you know, people do often come and they would have no skills or they would have lots of skills. But it's just we focus in on soup making, you know, making a white sauce, a lovely Eve's pudding or apple
pie. Some good basics.
Yeah, things like that. So the basic family kind of food during the week. And we also focus on freezer food.
Yeah.
Because not everybody can go home every day and cook every day.
No.
So it's one pot meals, meals that you can make today that are good for tomorrow and the next day.
Brilliant.
Meals that you can make in batches and you can freeze them and how to freeze them and things like this. So you can get ahead, you know, that you're not stuck in the kitchen.
I'm all for that as well.
Yeah.
From the nutrition point of view, because when I'd be giving health talks, I'd say to people, do your cooking in batches. And then when you come home in the evening and you're tired and you're stressed, you just have to take it out of the freezer. Besides, if you haven't got there, you'll end up eating rubbish because you're starving.
Of course. Yeah. But planning. It's all about planning.
Yes, indeed it is.
So
you're based on Clohan Farm. Do you grow your own fruit and vegetables?
We do. We do now. We're hoping to expand in that now, and we're a bit of work going on at the moment in the garden. So we have our own garden, and during the summer and the autumn time in particular, we can go down and the students can go down and harvest their own vegetables. Yeah. So that's work in progress. So we're continuously improving that every year. We've still quite a bit to do, but we've quite a bit done. So we're absolutely, that's one thing that I'm passionate about. You know, about being able to feel to fork where your food is coming from and local, and, you know, to learn just about how to, it's just that, to give people that feeling. Even myself, when you go down to the garden, you might dig the potatoes.
I know.
Or, you know, to plant something and then to see it grow and then to harvest it.
Yeah.
And it's just that, it's just food for the soul. It's just absolutely fantastic. And you know, even if get in the little curly boys, the caterpillars in on your cabbage, and you wash it off with a little bit of salt and water.
Oh yeah, it's fine.
It's fine, and it's still
better than pesticides.
Absolutely. And I actually, funny you should say that. I remember the first time, and we all learn by doing. And I remember the first time I sowed some salad leaves, and I had rocket.
Oh yes, I think that's the start point for us all on the lettuce.
Yeah. And I had rocket sowed anyway, and next thing I looked anyway, and there was green fly on it. So I said, oh, the little devils now. So anyway, I remember looking, I said, gosh, well, I'm not going to spray anything on it because I'm going to eat that. And then I thought, isn't that what the bigger commercial, they're prone to green fly as well.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, you know what? I'd be eating it all the time, only I don't know it. I have never realised it, you know. So I thought, that's a great lesson. So there you go. You know, when you eat something, when you grow something yourself and you eat it yourself, you say to yourself, oh gosh, no, I'm not putting any of that kind of stuff on it. You know?
Exactly.
So it's another great way of learning, you know.
It certainly is. And where did you get your love for the farm and rural life?
Oh, I had a fantastic... When I grew up, I was born and bred on a farm.
Yeah.
Eamon Egan is my father, and Etna, a wonderful mother, wonderful cook. And we were always, obviously farming. My father did quite a bit of agricultural contracting.
Right.
But we would have, my father would have been very much involved, and my mother also, in the Ploughing Association in Longford.
Oh, very good.
And we have quite a few friends in the Roscommon. For the foundation, my father was one of the founders of the Roscommon Ploughing Association. But so he used to do ploughing in a competitive manner. So then I started doing it. So I would have ploughed many times.
Well, good for you.
In Roscommon, and also represented Longford at a county and national level. So
excellent.
And so the people that you meet, it's fantastic. So where did I get my love?
Were born into it.
I was born into it.
Born and bred in it.
Yeah, born into it. And those people, they're like a big family now, and they're just lovely people. And, you know, you see their way of life, and they're so intelligent. And that's just, you know, you'd say, gosh, if I can be as happy as they are.
Well, that's a lovely sentiment.
Yeah,
it really is.
It's about being happy, you know.
Yeah. And finally, you also cater for different occasions. What kind of groups can attend?
Yeah, we welcome. It's Gaz. We do have so many different. So we could take in hen parties.
Oh, brilliant.
They're very, very popular. Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, very, very popular. And we'd have great fun at them. And when you get bunches of ladies coming in, and they're just wonderful fun. Staff parties, Christmas staff parties. Birthday parties, maybe for retirement parties, you know. So we've all kinds of.
So you do the catering for them, do you?
No, they'll come in and they'll do
the cookery school.
Yeah, they'll come in and they'll take part in the class. They'll do the cooking. And now some of the organisations that come in might just want a demonstration, and that's fine. And then they'll eat afterwards with us. Most of them come in hands on, have a bit of crack. There might be an odd bottle of wine flying around in the kitchen as well.
Oh, it's all part of the fun.
It is all part of the fun, absolutely. And it's great fun. It's great fun.
But that's great, because I wouldn't have thought of that as an idea for hen parties. And it's very good.
It is, because, and you know, actually made a very good point there, because people do say to me that, you know, when you're not into going into the pub, not that there's anything wrong with the pub.
No, but there's other things to do in life.
Yeah, and maybe you don't take a drink or anything like that. So you want to kind of do something that's a bit fun, but just a little bit different.
Yes.
And it's left of centre, really.
Yeah.
And if you do like cooking and you do like, you know, that kind of thing, it's just a little bit of it's a different thing, and it's a fun thing to do.
You might pick up a nice new meal you're going to cook at home.
That's it. That's it. So there you go.
Yes. So Fiona has kindly given us a brilliant prize. We're having a competition here on Ross FM. You can check out the details on our Facebook page. Please like us. Also, you can enter by text. And it's a class for one adult to go to your cooker classes, isn't it, Fiona?
One hands-on class for an adult to attend our cookery school. And they can look up our website. Our website is www.fionaegan.com. And we're also on all the social media, Instagram, Facebook and Twitter and whatever else. So it's Fiona Egan, Clann Farm and Cookery School.
It's brilliant.
Yeah, so you'll find us on all the social media.
Hopefully. So thanks very much for dropping into us, Fiona. It was lovely having the chat.
Well, you're very welcome, and I'm delighted. And actually, before I go, I have to mention my grandfather came from Corriboy, Liscam.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, Joe Egan. So I'm coming kind of slightly back home a bit as well.
Yes, we all kind of come home in the end. Thanks, Fiona.
Thank you.